Hello, Malcolm here with Quiet Time Coaching, episode 33. Today we're looking at Psalm 100, verse 4, and we've entitled this recording, Enter His Gates with Thanksgiving. The whole of the verse reads thus, Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Now, you'll know if you listen to the previous podcasts that I'm exploring Psalm 100, verse by verse, and we're on to verse 4 today. As I've mentioned previously, I'm planning a church service focused on Psalm 100, and I'm writing these blogs, recording these podcasts and videos to, well, first of all, to clarify my own thinking, but also to get your feedback and your thoughts as well on the message of this psalm and how we should interpret its meaning into our lives today. Now, verse 3 reminds us that we belong to God, that we are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Today, we're going to look at verse 4, which gives us another invitation and an exhortation. Firstly, the invitation. The invitation is to enter. Enter, he says. What's the scene? The scene is the temple. Imagine yourself there, standing before the enormous gates. Inside, you can see the courts. In there, in the courts, the crowds are praising God. Someone beckons you and says, You are welcome here. Come in. Pass through these gates and enter God's courts. Well, for a moment, you wonder if you are worthy. According to the Journal of Biblical Studies, and the reference for this is on my blog, the missioner specifically states that those, quote, unable to go up by foot, were exempt from temple attendance, and it argues from Exodus 23, verse 14, that, to quote, the pilgrim must have use of both feet. Thus, going by foot or walking was a significant aspect of pilgrimage to the festivals. In order to participate in a feast, a man had to be able to walk. Leviticus 21, verse 18, bans a lame priest from approaching the sanctuary. What do we see from this? Everyone is invited, but not everyone is permitted. Are you allowed to enter? A new covenant image, similar in its significance, is found in Revelation. Revelation 21, verse 27. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The kingdom of God is shut to the unclean, and let's face it, we are all unclean. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So, what is there to do about this tragedy? The Apostle Paul wrote this in Romans 7, verse 25. Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He understood that he himself was not pure enough. And yet, it is Jesus who makes us pure enough to be with God forever, to be pure enough to come into God's presence. It's possible to forget how privileged we are. God cherishes our presence and invites us into a personal relationship with Him. For this reason, we not only accept God's invitation to enter, but we do so with joyous abandon. And this takes us to our second point here from this verse. Not only is there an invitation to enter, but there is an exhortation. And the exhortation is the command to give thanks. That verse says, enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Praise His name. There is a command to give thanks, but not a command that should be hard to obey. The excitement appropriate to the privilege of coming into God's courts is illustrated by the healing of the lame man in Acts chapter 3. Have a look at that passage, and you'll see that after Peter heals him at the sight of one of the gates, the gate called Beautiful. The lame man, what does it say in verse 8? Jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. I think it's a terrific illustration of not only the sort of joy you might expect following a healing, but thankfulness of finally being able to worship at the temple. All his life, this lame man had watched people passing by and going through the gates into the temple courts. They were able to worship with the other Israelites, but and they could express their joy in praise. He could only look on longingly. On the day he met Peter and John, everything changed. Now he could join in. Now he could not only observe, but participate. His joy is an example and an inspiration to us. What do we give thanks for? Why do we praise God's name? Surely, above all things, we are grateful for our salvation, for our relationship with God. And this is why to be thankful is such a natural thing for a Christian. The New Testament is full of exhortations to be thankful. Here are just a few. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name, the sacrifice of praise. And then verse 20 of Ephesians chapter 5, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3, verse 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And finally, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The normal, healthy perspective of a Christian is one of thankfulness. We have our ups and downs, and we do well to be honest with God when we are sad or grieving, but the standard attitude of a heart connected with God is one of praise and gratitude, for we have been called into his presence. Amazing. And one other thing about verse 4. Verse 4 is unusual in that it contains four Hebrew words for praise, four different words. Todah, Tehillah, Yodah, and Barak or Borak. They're all connected with grateful worship of God. And in piling these words up in just one verse, the author of this psalm is inspiring us to overflow with gratitude, with thankfulness, with praise. It's like he was using exclamation marks and capital letters. I can't really illustrate this in a podcast, but it's something like, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, or something like that anyway. So why not reflect on the New Testament passages about your identity in Christ, which goes back to verse 3 of this psalm, and then think on how lucky you are to be one of his people and invited into God's presence. Let your thankfulness pour out. We will continue to explore this psalm between now and the 6th of May when that special service is happening. It's going to be in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ venue, the Bracknell Leisure Centre, 2:30 in the afternoon on the 6th of May. So pray for us as we prepare that. Pray over the psalm. Pray over this verse. Meditate on it. Let it sink into your mind and your heart. So I've got a question. A couple of questions, actually. What helps you to be confident in coming into the presence of God in prayer? Confident that you are invited, confident that you are welcome. And what is it about being a follower of Jesus that creates the most thankfulness in you? So please leave a comment. Leave a comment here, wherever you hear or see this recording, so that we can all learn from one another. We learn best when we learn in community. Do me a favor, please pass the link on to this recording to one other person so that they might benefit from what you are hearing. And if you've got time, leave a review on iTunes or click the like button so that these recordings will get noticed by more people, get picked up and hopefully disseminated far and wide. Well, until the next time, I hope that you find that you have plenty of reasons to come into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, that you feel free in your desire and ability to give thanks to God and to praise his name. May you have a wonderful week of fulfilling quiet times. God bless.